Greetings. This is Robin Bridges, author, speaker, and teacher. And you are tuning in to my naturally inspired soundbite recordings. My intent is to offer you moments in your day where you can access your own inner wisdom, be thoughtfully inspired, and find ease in your body, mind, and spirit. When we're in the midst of a paradigm that we are comfortable with, life seems fairly easy to navigate because we tend to then see our reality in terms of whatever our belief system is. And that is how paradigms serve us quite well. But I believe that our soul, as it learns, requires new paradigms. And if we want to stay current with our sense of comfort and well-being, we would do well to allow the old paradigm to dissolve and the new to somewhat effortlessly take its place. I know I've been learning this in my own life lately because I'm in the midst of a huge paradigm shift, probably my third big one in my life. And I'm getting a little older now, so I'm hoping it's one of my last big ones. And I say that because it's hard to be in the midst of nothing, to really be in a not knowing state and not sure of how you're relating to the world anymore, or how it's relating to you, how you are relating to the divine and how it's relating to you, how your value systems begin to shift and change, but they haven't cemented yet into a format, or maybe we should say they haven't congealed, or like a piece of clay that you've been working and working with. It hasn't dried yet. It hasn't been put in the kiln and fired to become that new form, which of course then eventually will, when a new paradigm comes, get dissolved and smashed and have to start all over again with a new piece of clay. So I would like to suggest for all of us, certainly as a reminder to myself and hopefully to any of you listening, that when you're going through a paradigm change, when any of us are, that we might be very, very gentle with ourselves, realizing what's not working anymore, what we think maybe we don't believe the way we used to, what doesn't fit, and allow that we're going to be in a space of not knowing for however long it takes until the new way settles in. And that we may have some wrestling with thought and belief. And I think it's good to make it conscious, but to also recognize that the new challenging thought patterns that we are experiencing actually come from our knowing in our gut. They're not unrelated mental fantasies or fabrications. They're the real deal, and to honor these new thoughts and allow them to start shaping us into the person we're becoming and into the person that our soul is asking us to become. So if you are in the midst of a paradigm shift, my friend, take heart. Many people all over the world are in the midst of their own paradigm shifts according to possibly outer life circumstances or inner ones. But either way, I would encourage us all to allow as much as we can through breath, through meditation, through perhaps more quiet time, and definitely time in nature if we are able to do that, to let the old paradigm shift. Breathe more deeply and more often and more consciously than ever, and consider the magnificence of the ability to have and complete paradigm shifts. I mean, truly, it's an amazing time to be in between, and may we understand it in that way and allow ourselves to be in that dissolving, even with gratefulness. And with graciousness, And with those two lovely words that I use a lot these days, grace and ease. So I am wishing you grace and ease, whether you're in the midst of a paradigm or in that no place between paradigms, which is actually an astounding place to be. I'm wishing you grace and ease.
So thank you for joining me today. If you would like to learn more about these topics, my books, and upcoming events, please visit my website at robinbridges.com. Robin is spelled with a Y. Many blessings to you.